January 12. No sleeping on the job. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. Ezekiel 3:17. God has a position of duty for each one of you. He requires you to be not only faithful sentinels, but thorough workmen. Never become uninterested, never careless and inactive, never sleep at your post, and never fail to perform your exact duty in accordance with your position of trust. There is need of alacrity, promptness, even earnest energy, deep interest, and unwavering fidelity. You should learn to spring to the work at the call of duty. How long will be our allotted time to work, we know not. This is a secret with God, and for wise purposes withheld from us. But what time we have to labor, let us employ it as those who must give an account. Oh, think earnestly, and in view of eternity, how much there is to be done in our world to arouse the mind of the careless, inattentive, and ignorant to become acquainted with the laws of God and make them feel the necessity for their own good and God's glory of obedience to these laws. For transgression brings not only great suffering, but loss of life in this world and immortal life in the next world. You should consider this matter thoroughly and feel how much the bliss or woe of men and women is dependent upon you. Faithfulness on your part may save many souls, while negligence and carelessness may result in the loss to your fellow creatures of both the present and the future life. You can prevent much misery and much transgression of God's law by your fidelity, by being wide awake at your post of duty. We must arise as one, and in the power and strength of God, open our senses to the demands of the present time. Cry to God in faith that he may pour out his light and his grace through the channels which he has appointed for good to those who are suffering for want of knowledge. While you pray and watch with earnest diligence to suppress wrong and stand guard against dissipation and fashionable errors, lay hold by living faith of the strength which may be yours to bless all your labors. You may gather light, knowledge, and power, and your influence may be diffusive. Every responsibility you bear will fortify and strengthen you to make renewed efforts and push forward the work successfully. Letter 4A, January 12, 1879, to two young physicians at Battle Creek Sanitarium.